KTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. It's the Hardy Awards, right here on the home of the 12-pounder, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, let us continue presenting 12-pounders, the Hardy's 2004 Awards, underway from out here at the Plano Center. The next category will be Bang to Hype Ratio Out of Whack. Here are the nominees. Actually, I guess we probably should explain this category first.
Why don't y'all explain it before you actually get into it?
All right, this is for those of whom much is expected, who for whatever reason promise a lot and then really don't quite measure up to that. Here are the nominees.
So what does this category mean?
Bang to Hype Ratio
Out of
Whack.
They just explained it.
We just explained it. Here are the nominees.
You're about to piss me off. That's not good.
P.R. Turgeon, Cowboys wide receivers, Buck Showalter, and Danny Fortson.
Does P.R. Turgeon even, does he play?
Yes.
He's been
He's been playing well lately.
Yeah.
But
how
then
do you
again,
know?
He makes like $9 million a year.
Yeah, they've Bob and Dan.
They've gotten more out of him recently than they ever have.
Bob told me.
But you're going to say because you're a sports producer.
So it's P.R. Turgeon, Cowboys wide receivers, Buck Showalter, Danny Fortson. Who is the winner, Greg?
You'll hand me that envelope there. I'll rip it apart. And I will let you know that the 12-pounder goes to Buck Showalter.
Buck Showalter. Wow. Surprise there?
Not really. I think that's a guy that talks a good game, but doesn't really deliver a lot, buddy. But I can't wait for him to leave. You know why?
Why?
When he does, the Rangers will win a World Series.
That's his track record, isn't it?
That is his track record. And
you should have voted for him, Mike, because last year your bang to hype was way out of whack with that guy because you had them as the wild card team. So that guy should have been your first pick.
Well, I may have him as a wild card team again this year.
And Ryan's, we'll have to accept that for Buck because he couldn't find anybody to pick it up for him.
Understand he tried to get former Yankee great Ed Whitson, but...
Well, he tried to get A-Rod and Rafi, but they were having none of it, buddy.
All right, now let's move on to the next category of bang to hype ratio in line.
This is someone where not a lot is promised. They don't really get a lot of accolades, but all they do is produce and produce well.
That's right. They underpromise and overdeliver. Here are the nominees for underpromising and overdelivering: Josh Howard, Dat Nguyen, Mike Young, Hank Blaylock, and George Reba.
George Reba?
Yeah. Solid. Very solid.
Oh, he is solid. You're right.
George Reba.
Now, I've got to think that this was a very closely contested category here.
I had Reba.
Could be a tie again. We've had a couple ties already.
Certainly
could be a
could.
Tie. Hand me the envelope.
All right.
And this year, the Hardy, the big 12-pounder for the bang hype ratio in line, goes to Cowboys middle linebacker Dat Nguyen, the former Aggie.
Nguyen. Wow.
Yeah.
The former Aggie great.
And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe accepting the award will be Mike Reiner, who's going to give his acceptance speech in Dat Nguyen's native Vietnamese tongue. So as Mike prepares to step up to the podium, let's hear what he has to say about the Hardy Award.
Ching Chang Ha So.
Oh, that's beautiful, Mike. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate that.
No, actually... Pol Pot was going to accept the award for that win, but he couldn't make it here tonight either. I got to think this was pretty closely contested between him and Josh Howard. And really, you could throw Young and Blaylock in there, too.
What about George Reba?
Always very, very close.
He's been doing solid work for about 30 years.
Very close all across the board there. A very hotly contested category. But congratulations to Dat Nguyen for winning the Big 12-pounder.
Thank you for that acceptance speech. That was truly from the heart.
It was beautiful. I cried.
Ching Chang. Thank you.
Oh, you don't have to do it again.
So touching.
Well, thank you. Let's move on now to the next category. The next category, nicest guy.
Now, what does this mean? I don't get that.
Nicest guy. Just whoever's the nice guy.
Pretty self-explanatory. Just someone that's pretty nice. Someone that's not an a-hole.
Expo. Right.
I can promise you, you're never going to be a contender in this category.
What?
Because you're not a nice guy.
What?
Here are the nominees. Stuart Cedar.
I believe he's the defending champion.
As a matter of fact, he is. Stuart won last year.
Stuart won it last year.
Big Ben Rogers. Rusty Greer. Steve Nash. Antoine Jameson. And Frito.
Frito? He's not a nice guy.
Frito is great. Although his wife would tell you differently. They're on the outs, I'm thinking. She hates him.
But she hates us more than she hates him.
Yeah, but she's starting to hate him.
She doesn't hate me.
Oh, yes, she does. Yes, she does. Go ahead, Mike.
And Greg.
And Greg.
All right. And the 12-pounder goes to Grego.
Oh, a new guy, Ben Rogers.
Big wow. Ben Rogers.
Wow.
Big Ben.
Wow. What an upset.
Of Big Ben and Skin, another.
Just snatching that 12-pounder out of Stuart Cedar's hand.
I right. Stuter was a lot to win.
Stuter?
I voted for Stuter. I did not vote for Ben Rogers.
You know what? The voting is supposed to be secret, so we don't need to be revealing who we voted for.
Well, who'd you vote for, Greg?
I'm not telling you. It's a secret.
I voted for Frito.
Frito. I can tell you that. I would not vote for Frito. Frito is not a nice man.
Frito was
But Ben Rogers is. And by the way, if you're coming to Ticket Stock tonight, wait till you see him rap.
You fat ass!
Corby.
Because he is great. What's that called? Freestyling?
Yes, Greg. Freestyling.
Well, he's good at it. Whatever it is.
Well, congratulations
way to
go. Big Ben.
Big Ben Rogers. Wins a Hardy.
Yes. All right. Now, on to the next category here.
Slap the bitch.
The next category, biggest lack of a sack.
Does that even need an explanation?
Well, for these guys, it probably does.
Will someone explain this to me?
It means they ain't got any nuts.
Oh.
Okay. Abrasive.
And here are the nominees. Tom nuts. Hicks, Sean Bradley, Randy Galloway, Buck Showalter, and Bob Sturm.
Sturm, huh?
Yes.
Interesting.
Wow. Tom Hicks, Sean Bradley, Randy Galloway, Buck Showalter, Bob Sturm.
He's
you think this was a closely contested category here?
It had to have been. It had to have been.
Buddy, this was a runaway.
Was it really a runaway?
Yeah.
Well, let's find out who the winner is. Hand me the envelope.
All right. Here's Grego with the announcement of the 12-pounder for biggest lack of a sack.
And the 12-pounder goes to... Little Peter Tommy Hicks.
Wow.
That's kind of ironic that he's getting a 12-pounder.
Because he doesn't have one anymore.
He doesn't have one anymore.
Well, here to accept the award for Tom Hicks, who unfortunately could not be with us out here at the Plano Center today, is the ghost of Eddie Childs.
We never thought that those would be the golden days, would we?
No,
when Eddie Childs owned this team, but we're finding out they were.
We never did. All right, moving on now into the category of can't be bothered.
Would someone translate that for me? I don't get it.
It just means they're above everything. They're a little too cool. They can't be bothered with anything.
That's
can't
right. They just have too much going on to mess around with somebody like us.
Right. Okay. They just can't be bothered.
Impossible to book as far as a guest goes. Somebody that would never come on your show.
Okay. And, you know, and kind of cocky. Even though we do have a category for cockiest, you got to be cocky to be in this category.
Here are the nominees for Can't Be Bothered. We have four of them. A-Rod, John Hart, Bill Parcells, and Mark Folliwell.
Oh, the voice of the Mavericks.
Yes, Mark Folliwell
can't
showing
be bothered.
Up the first time.
I voted for Folliwell.
A-Rod.
We don't care who you voted for.
A-Rod, John Hart, Bill Parcells, Mark Folliwell. Grego?
The envelope. Thank you, Rhines. And Corby didn't vote for Mark Folliwell because this is unanimous.
Wow.
The winner, the 12-pounder for Can't Be Bothered, goes to A-Rod.
A-Rod.
Yankees third baseman, Rhines. Wow. A-Rod. Yankees third baseman.
And I believe here to accept the award is Mike Reiner, who will be accepting it in A-Rod's native tongue.
No, A-Rod is an American, so...
Yeah. No,
Ching
to
Hasso.
Thank you, Mike.
To accept A-Rod's 12-pounder, we go to former Stars goalie Darcy Walkaluck. He's going to accept it for A-Rod. They're buddies.
Oh, come in, come in, come in.
Well, congratulations to A-Rod. He may be gone, but he is certainly not forgotten. All right, now let's move on to the category of most fun to watch.
Having fun.
You're speaking Japanese to me, Mike. What does that mean?
That means most fun to watch, Danny.
That means when you see them play or whatever they do, that you like to watch them, okay?
That's right. The person who, when they're out there, they captivate your attention.
If you'll hand me that big cheap tablet and that crayons, I'll draw you a freaking picture.
All right, the nominees are Dirk Nowitzki, Roy Williams, Steve Nash.
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead, Greg. Go ahead. Cheer for him.
That's a drop, and it's very inappropriate. Oh.
And Susie on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
We what? Might want to explain who Susie is on Curb Your Enthusiasm for the people that don't watch that show.
Well, Susie is the brassy, loud, profane wife of Larry David's agent.
She loved to cuss.
She cusses more than any man I've ever seen in my life.
That's all she does is cuss.
She can't make an appearance on that show without cussing.
And her favorite curse word? The F-bomb.
You take cuss words away from her, and there is really no reason for her to ever be on the show. But armed with those, she's hilarious. So, Rego?
Red envelope. And the 12-pounder, for most fun to watch, the Hardy, it goes to Susie.
Yes.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I voted for her.
Yes.
And thank God that we have someone who can relate to her, because accepting the award on her behalf will be our own Greg Williams, who will be speaking in her native tongue.
F*** you! F*** you!
Thank you, Greg.
Wow. Congratulations to Susie.
Okay, all right. We heard it.
All right, coming up next, we will have most uptight, most liked by fans, and most disliked.
And those we probably do some awards given prior to the ceremony, too.
Right. We will certainly work a couple of those in. That is coming up next here as the Hardys roll on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.